You are listening to Agency Work, the podcast that provides career advice for people who want to work at a creative agency. I'm your host, Parker Playstead. Today I am talking with Dion Kumpy. Dion is a senior account manager at Elevation, which is an integrated marketing agency in Richmond, Virginia. Dion has a Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism from the University of Arkansas and more than 20 years of brand building experience. She has worked at 9 ad agencies located in 5 states, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Utah, Florida, and Virginia. Dion, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you for joining me. This is going to be a great conversation. Let's start the conversation with a description of the work that Elevation does for its clients.
Sure. We help clients solve business challenges through strategy and creative that elevates their brand. We work with B2B, B2C, and nonprofit clients, so the problems we solve look different with each engagement. It could be a regional, national, or international ask. But in general, we build brands, support sales teams and trade shows, we develop content, collateral, and packaging, and we also deliver websites, SEM, and marketing campaigns.
And you're a senior account manager at Elevation. Could you give us some insight on the work that you do as a senior account manager there?
Yes, I manage the client relationships and account profitability, as well as overseeing all agency deliverables. In my role, I get to know the client's business better than anybody at the agency, which enables me to advise the client as well as the internal team on issues and opportunities.
Now let's get into a discussion on advertising strategy. One part of advertising strategy is the focus on making a connection with the customers. I would like you to tell us more about advertising strategy and the work that goes into advertising strategy.
When we talk about strategy, we mean what our plan is, the plan to reach and persuade an audience to take an action, whether it's to do something like buy a particular brand of mayonnaise, or to believe something like we can do more good together, or to feel something. Strategy can have different outputs depending on the scope of work. It might be strategic plan for branding, creative, campaigns, content, media, digital, or even testing.
And what goes into an advertising strategy?
Well, there are 5 basic elements. There's the message, and that's what the company's product or service is, how it's differentiated from competing products or services, and how we'll position it to consumers. Second part is target audiences. That's who uses the product, who decides that the product will be purchased, and who influences that purchase. The communications plan comes next, and that's really how we'll reach the right people at the right time with the right message in a way that's going to prompt them to make a change in their behavior or belief. The 4th piece is an execution plan. How will the campaign be implemented? What assets will we need to develop? How will all the elements work together, and what will the consumer experience be? And finally, analytics and optimization. What does success look like? How will we track performance? How will we use learnings to optimize results mid-campaign? And when and how will we report back to the client?
That's a great summary of advertising strategy, but is brand strategy different from that?
It is. When we look at brand strategy, we're really looking at all available research that tells us the 3 C's. What does the company do well? What do customers want, and what is the competition already offering? When we're looking at brand positioning, we really want to know, is it believable? Does it fit with our brand? Does it resonate with our target and line up with a consumer insight? And is it uniquely ownable? Does it differentiate us from the competition?
So let's move on to some examples of the projects you've worked on.
I'd like to share 3 examples. These sort of run the gamut of different types of projects people might encounter working in an agency. The first is an example of Pampers. They were rolling out a line extension of the Swaddler's diaper, and our team wanted to find an insight that would drive the execution in Walmart. We knew that Pampers Swaddlers were often the first diaper a newborn wears because it's the number one choice of U.S. hospitals. So it's introduced to parents from the beginning, creating an instant bond. Unfortunately, until now, Pampers Swaddlers were only available in smaller sizes, so our team landed on an idea, Swaddlers for the life of your baby. From there, we were able to develop an omnichannel campaign created to let moms know that they could now buy Swaddlers in larger sizes at Walmart. It emotionally resonated with the millennial mom shopper. It exceeded all our goals and even won an Effie. And the Effies are phenomenal because they judge campaigns based on effectiveness. And so you're scored as an agency on 4 different criteria: strategic communications challenge and objectives, ideas, bringing the ideas to life and results. And really, as marketers, that's what we're looking for in every campaign that we run. The second example is from my time working on the National McDonald's account several years ago. We managed the I'm Lovin' It activation program, which provided local markets with cost-effective, high-quality broadcast, TV, radio, and out-of-home creative. Part of my job was to balance the creative and messaging needs of the brand with the needs of the local markets, and that was the product, the creative, and the messaging. And we needed to do that within a finite budget for general Hispanic and African American target audiences. So my job was to write the creative briefs and provide creative feedback to our team so that the produced concepts would resonate. The last example is one of my favorite projects at Elevation. We helped a leading talent organization develop a new brand. They had acquired another company and gave us the name of the organization, but that's really all they gave us. We had a lot of research, but we built the brand from there. Everything from the brand positioning to the brand promise, tagline, messaging. We built their website, content, trade show booth, and even designed their office space and helped with their internal and external brand launch. Working strategically was critical because it was a very fast project. It had fixed timelines and a lot of moving parts. We had a lot of cultural considerations as well, especially when we executed their first global ad campaign.
That sounds like it was a big project, but it also sounds like it was fun. I could see that you enjoyed working on that project.
It was fantastic.
Now I'd like to talk about a presentation you gave to marketing teachers. You shared that presentation with me, and I really liked the content in the presentation, and I think our audience would appreciate hearing some of that content.
Yes, this was a presentation I delivered to Virginia Association of Marketing Educators. And the goal was really to help them understand what modern-day marketers are facing and how they could help prepare them for what comes next. So marketers have more to plan, more to manage, and more to measure, and it's only going to increase moving forward. But there were three key skills that the modern-day marketer needs. One is fiscal focus. We need to be sales-centric. We need to track meaningful metrics and consider alternative approaches. Because marketing is more accessible, everybody in the company has an opinion about marketing. Sales, operations, the C-suite. You need to know what drives them and speak their language. The second skill is curiosity control. It's really easy to go down rabbit holes and spend all day on what's interesting, not what's important. You need to prioritize the outcomes you want to see and avoid shiny object syndrome. Learn about the consumer and focus on what they need. The third skill is strategic storytelling. How we talk about our work matters. It's how you get and keep a seat at the table. Create a compelling storyline. A great story releases a rush of chemicals that make us pay attention and feel empathy and pleasure. In business, they can put us on the same wavelength and build trust. Stay relevant to your audience and keep it simple. One vivid emotional story is far more persuasive than a data dump in 85 slides. And if you're talking to the C-suite, you may get 8 slides.
Yes, storytelling is a common theme in marketing, and it needs to be a common theme because it's so important. Storytelling is how we deliver the message in a way that people remember and connect with. So I'm glad you brought that up, and I'll just add that it's important to have vivid and coherent storytelling so people remember the story.
There are a couple of really good books that I like that talk about storytelling. One is Made to Stick by Chip and Dan Heath. That's a terrific resource. Also Contagious. And both of those books provide some guidelines for developing stories that will be memorable.
I'm glad you recommend those books. I'm a big fan of books. And in fact, we were together at one AMA Summer Book Club session last summer. So thank you for recommending a couple of books there.
Oh, and I have another couple books that I would recommend. One is The Art of Client Service by Robert Solomon, and the other is The Practical Pocket Guide to Account Planning by Chris Kosek.
So let's get into lessons learned. With all the experience you have, I'd like to hear some of the lessons learned about understanding the perspective and goals of the stakeholders involved in the work that you're doing.
Well, I've learned that the old saying is really true. People don't care what you know until they know that you care. Empathy is essential to any kind of success in this business. And for me, there have been 5 key stakeholder groups, and I've come to find out that they care about different things. The first is business owners. They care about revenue, both short-term and long-term, and how that revenue is generated, what may be a threat to it. They also care about brand reputation and the relationships they have with consumers, because those tie back to the health of the business. Marketing directors care about doing a great job, and they want a strategic partner who can help them deliver results on time and on budget. They want someone to meet them where they are. Sometimes they just need a sounding board or a subject matter expert for a specific project. Other times, they're looking for an extension of their marketing team. The third stakeholder group is consumers. They care about their experience with a brand across every touch point. They're always asking themselves, who are you? How can you help me? And can I trust you to meet my needs? The fourth stakeholder group is agency leaders. They care about having a talented team who can work well together and develop long-term, positive, and profitable relationships with clients, ideally ones that give us a chance to stretch or grow or shine. And finally, your coworkers. They want to know that they can depend on you, that you believe in their talent, respect their time, and that you'll always advocate for the best work possible. They want to know that you're doing your job because that makes it easier for them to do theirs.
That's great insight. Thank you. And I'm not even going to try to summarize that. I encourage the audience to rewind and listen to that again. It was really good advice and great insight. So, Dionne, with your experience in account management, can you share with our audience what you look for in an account manager if you were going to hire somebody or somebody was applying for a job as account manager? Any advice you have for that person?
We're looking for people with good ideas, great communication, judgment, and integrity. Account people are the voice of the client to the agency and the voice of the agency to the client. So we need people who can see the big picture, manage details, and think on their feet. Now, if you're looking for a strategy position, we're looking for people who are curious, resourceful, and insightful. Strategists are the voice of the consumer, so we need synthesizers and storytellers who can craft a connected consumer experience. I think it's important for college students to intern and also do projects on their own. Take an initiative and risk while the stakes are low. It gives you an opportunity for real-life learning and also specific experience to talk about in an interview, and that's really a connection you're looking for.
Yes, and having projects, one of the reasons I do this podcast is to have a project that I can talk about. So I agree. Have a project, something you're working on, something you can demonstrate your skills with. That's helpful. Dionne, looking back at your work history, you've worked at large, medium-sized, and small agencies, and the size of the agency influences the roles and opportunities that you can have in an agency. So please tell us more about how the size of the agency creates different opportunities and different roles.
In a smaller agency, you're more of a generalist. So you're wearing a number of hats on a daily basis. You have a number of clients that you're working with, so you have a variety of industry vertical experience. When you're in a larger agency, it's a more defined role. So there might be a particular function that you serve on a client, and you might serve only one client or a handful of clients, and you go deeper with that. The opportunity is great in either case. Early on in your career, if you're working with a large agency, you might have an opportunity to benefit from some of the training that larger clients provide, and that's a really great thing. And in a smaller agency, you've got an opportunity to really see how all the departments work, which is another great thing. So either way, it's a good way to start.
In addition to the difference in size of agencies, there's difference in cultures. I'd like you to talk about that a little bit, the difference in the cultures from one agency to another.
I've found that the culture is different everywhere, and it doesn't have to do with the size of the agency as much as the priorities and the goals of the person running the agency, really. It's top-down, but it's always collaborative. So whether you're having birthday parties and beer on tap or ping pong or summer Fridays, it's always a collaborative environment with problem solving. So if you walk in any agency, you're going to hear questions, laughter, ideas, and lively debate. Some people are writing, designing. Other people are editing video. People are on the phone. They're in meetings. They're huddled around whiteboards and pointing at art on the walls. It's full of ups and downs, and there's stops and starts, periods of head-down focus, and walks around the block. And that's just how the creative process is. There is such an adrenaline rush of agency life, and it can really be addictive because no matter what, you're in it together, and it feels so good to help our clients achieve a higher level of success.
It's fun to watch you talk about agencies. You have such a smile on your face, a joy in your voice when you're talking about agencies. So let me add another thing about the culture of an agency. It's important to figure out whether you're a fit for that agency or not. So there's a variety of cultures, and then you're going to have your own personality, and you've got to find out if the agency you're looking at is a good fit for you. So as you're looking at agencies and hopefully looking at more than one agency, take some time to try to figure out the culture of the agencies you're looking at and see if it's a good fit for you. If it's not, don't get too wrapped up in that. Just understand it's not a good fit and move on. Look for an agency that is a good fit for you. And from what I've seen, if you're a good fit for advertising, if that's the right career for you, you will find an agency that's the right fit for you. Now, you may run into an agency that's not a good fit. You may run into another agency that's not a good fit. But if you are a good fit for advertising, you will eventually find a good agency that's a good fit for you. So look at it that way as you're looking at agencies, and do whatever kind of research you can. Talk to people, ask them out for coffee, get an internship. Find a way to evaluate the culture of the company and see if that's going to be a good fit for you, because it's so important to enjoy what you're doing, like Dion does. It's important to be happy in your job and to go to work for a company you enjoy working for. So take that time to evaluate the opportunity, see if it's a good fit. And when you find it, then put your effort into landing that job and convincing those people that you're a good fit for them.
And I would add to that, the ad industry is so dynamic. You really need to stay up with what's going on. So read, listen, engage with the experts to stay current. And that goes for everybody in the industry, people trying to get in and people who are already engaged in the business.
I agree. It's a fast-paced business. It's a lot of change, and you got to keep up with everything. Well, that's a good topic to end on for our conversation today. We've run out of time, so I have to wrap this up now. To our audience, you have been listening to the Agency Work podcast. My guest today has been Dion Kumpy from Elevation. We have been talking about advertising strategy, some of her projects that she's worked on, advice for people who want to get into advertising, a lot of good topics today. To learn more about Elevation, go online to elevationadvertising.com, all one word, and it's long, so bear with me, elevationadvertising.com. Thank you, Dion.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me today.
It's been fun. I've enjoyed having you here in the podcast studio today. We've had a great conversation. And to our audience, thank you for listening. I will be back next week with a new guest, and I hope you will tune into that episode. This podcast was recorded at Red Amp Audio in Richmond, Virginia. This is Agency Work, signing off.